Hello, everyone. This is Callie, also known as Pepper Potts. Welcome to Let's Start Over, Shall We? An actual play podcast set in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. We're going through the entire MCU from Phase 1 on and letting the dice fall where they may. In this week's episode, we have...
This is Willie, and I'm playing James Rhodes.
I'm Patrick, and I'm playing Bruce Banner.
Leon playing Tony Stark.
I'm Tim Bannock, the Watcher, and I'll be the judge for this session.
Remember to subscribe and share, and also support your local comic book shop. Now, let's start over, shall we?
So, I'm going to shoot the Hulk with my anti-vehicle rocket. Hopefully my newfound XP, thanks to Pepper, to make this as damaging as possible.
You're welcome.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to need a bullseye to make this worth anything, right?
Yeah, because you're specifically trying to do something beyond just damage them. You're trying to knock them out a window. Yes, you'll need a bullseye to get that.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not going to burn all my XP on that. I just want to get him out of the hotel and hope that maybe that drop will do it. So I'm going to stick with the bullseye. So, yeah. So
all the people that I have, like, outside, all of a sudden the Hulk just...
drops in the middle of them, yeah.
That would actually be such a great, like, found footage thing. Of someone being like, crazy night at the Stark Expo, y'all!
Gotta get our drink on!
King Kong style.
There's a young Peter Parker working on his paper route, just selling papers, and the Hulk flies over his head.
What's an end to that?
So Spider-Man's dead now. my little anti-vehicle rocket pops up and just shoots over at him, and then pokes him there in the chest, and explodes and launches him out the window.
Okay, so Hulk, you can survive a 70-foot fall or 75-foot fall with no damage. Then your armor stacks on top of that, so for another 40 feet. So I don't. What is that? 115 feet.
Where,
something like that.
110.
Does anyone care to take a stab at how many feet down this hotel really should be?
I was actually about to look up height.
Okay. So we are in Queens, right?
Yeah, not exactly high rise.
Okay, so it's not gonna be a Manhattan style. I've been thinking about this. It's not gonna be Manhattan style.
There's no way this is gonna be a terminal drop for you.
So it's gotta be
no way.
Like I, the tallest building in Queens has gotta be like I don't know 50 stories.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking, and I'm gonna maybe flex a little bit too much of my lived in New York thing, but like the Knickerbocker Hotel in New York is like 40 some odd stories in Times Square.
Right. But we're not in Times Square.
I do think last session though, we had established that the hotel was kind of built specifically for the expo, even if it was a while back.
Oh, that's
so
a good
how
point.
High would the Starks have built
yeah,
the
that's
hotel?
Fair. Unless someone wants, you know, and I'm totally open on this. I don't want to be, as although I am the judge, I don't want to, you know, completely steer this, but I want to cut the difference and say something like 30 stories, like 20, 30 stories. So that's still tall, right? But that's...
I guess.
But that's not going to hurt.
I'm
I mean,
like,
that's not going to hurt.
Looking at
much.
Like apartment building, like tall apartment buildings in Queens, around like 35 stories would be pretty tall. Because when it gets taller than that, usually it's this one's 42, but usually it's like a corporate tower.
Right, and because this is at Stark, like the Stark Expo grounds, they're probably not going to go so high that you can't like look into it or have a good view of this otherwise mostly open area where there's pavilions for the different expositions and presentations and things like that. So yeah, this isn't going to be like the tallest building in Queens or anything like that. So let's just go with 30 stories ish.
So that's like
300 feet.
10 stories is 108 feet.
Okay.
It's about 10
so
feet.
So we are at 324 feet.
And you can survive 115 of that.
Okay.
with no damage at all. So there's not even like a resistance.
Now you're
there.
Dead.
What?
You should have lobbied for a smaller building. What can I say?
Yeah. Hey, we've been trying.
Okay, so let's do this. Let's do the endurance check. So the endurance check for this isn't to resist a stun so much. This is going to be like you resisting the damage of the fall.
I got a green.
So that's enough to succeed at some of it. So we're going to give you over and above the damage you can resist, which is the bulk of it. So you're taking 40 damage.
Okay.
Outside of your fight with Abomination, this is probably like the most damage you've ever taken.
Yeah.
Cue the Iron Man theme song.
Oh,
yeah. So, yeah, you come smashing down onto the street below. So Rhodey and Coulson probably see something green like flash past one of the windows. It's the Hulk's turn.
Stupid tin can. All right. So I'm on my back, kind of like shaking it off. Get up. Really, really mad at Tin Can Man. I look up and I leap because I'm going to try and get back to stupid little Tin Can Man.
Okay. Sorry. First things first, which I forgot. You got to shake off the blindness first.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you know where you're leaping to.
Right.
Jumps into an orphanage.
Well, reasonable people can disagree on whether I need to know.
Yeah.
Is this an endurance roll?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. That's a yellow.
Nice.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. So no problems there. You are no longer blind. So you shake the bright spots out of your eyes, and you can see the hole that you just came out of.
Okay. So I look up, do my weird Hulk calculations, and then I go, oh, and just try and jump as high up, into the building and grab onto whatever part of the building if I can't make it that high. Which I'm sure I can't. Nine areas.
You can jump nine areas straight up.
That's crazy. Yeah. So that's a good portion of it. Like
about half of it, right? Because we figured. Halfway.
Yeah.
How much is an area?
So areas are. I think they say it's something like 44 yards, but not really.
I love all the math we're doing in this game, just based off of like distance math. They're like, how many feet to a Hulk leap? And
yeah, it's the one area of this game where they get like oddly mechanical is like how far you can move or leap and fly and stuff like that. They get like really specific about that for no reason and don't try to simplify it. They're like, an area is a thing.
It's a measure of distance, maybe.
Yeah. it's both time and distance. So we'll say he covers a good half of it at least. There is a measurement which I do not have handy on how tall in areas of building is. I think an area is roughly a story when it's vertically. That's kind of what I'm going with.
So it'd be about 10 stories or 9 stories. So
yeah.
So can like I? So that would be a move, and then could I just continue a move, just climbing and leaping, just to get my way back up there?
Yeah. If you recall the Battle of New York and Avengers 1, that's the time.
Yeah. Like exactly.
From portion of the building. Yeah. So that's what you're doing now. Just kind of like, and then jump up another couple of floors and. Move along. So yeah, you're coming back up. So Tony, you have a view. You can look out this giant hole that you just made with your rocket, and you see him. It looks like he's ready for more.
Or aware of the limitations of the current version of the Iron Man armor. How long would it take me to get into the full armor?
I would, let's see. Correct me if I'm wrong in Iron Man 1, but that's when he has like the tools that are all like you know, connecting it. I would say that's like a full round.
So how many rounds do I have before the Hulk gets up here and kills me?
I mean, so you can move back to your room. So it's probably, I mean, again, Pat may surprise us with how quickly he moves or what he does when he moves, you know, based on his powers and stuff like that. But I would say it's probably going to be about two rounds before he gets
to
you.
Taking a quick look at the rules, I don't know how mechanical we're getting. Apparently, you fall downward 10 stories per round. So if he was 30-something stories up, he falls for three rounds. Unless you roll otherwise.
I love this.
No, like we're trying to go with play.
That makes sense.
Thank you. Yeah.
Also, I can climb or descend stairs at the rate of one story per round.
Okay.
This is amazing. Rounds are supposed to be like 15 seconds, but objects fall at 32 feet per second. So the math in this game without it is just like, we just threw stuff out there. Yeah.
But a character can just climb walls at their speed. Also, if they have leaping or like climbing or whatever.
So during the 32 rounds I have.
I don't know if you guys knew. Back in 1991, when they revised these rules, math hadn't been a thing yet. Physics invented math. So.
I mean, I prefer to live as if math's not a thing, so that's fine.
Yeah, that's how I live my life, too.
I celebrate my life that way.
It's like 1995 when they invented math.
Yeah,
pretty sure. So you guys have several rounds now. So at this point, Hulk's still falling. You know, we'll assume that the actions that the Hulk took with shaking off and climbing back up are still going to happen, but they're going to happen a little later on because it's going to take him time to fall. And so you've got several rounds before.
I'm going to grab a nap.
You have to worry about him coming.
Maybe a bite to eat. I don't know. Is a room service. Take a look at the menu. I'm going to run to the room while making sure that the floor is cleared, kind of on my way back, and I'm going to suit up. I'm going to yell to Jarvis, Jarvis, get the armor online. So it's none of that nonsense of charging up and all that stuff. I want to hop in. And I want to get to work. Cue the Iron Man theme song.
Okay, yeah. So the closet door in your master suite bursts open, and like all these robotic arms are coming out of this chest that you had shipped to the room in case you needed your armor, right? And they're like, you know, pulling out all the pieces of the armor and getting it ready so you can just like hop in as quickly as possible. It still has to make all the connections once you're there and stuff. I'll leave this up to you, Leon, but the Jarvis glasses, we'll call them. You probably have like the same like access to like readouts.
Yeah.
In it,
yeah,
right?
I'd, you know what I mean? Get, like, though, that there's like a little HUD kind of deal.
Yeah, exactly. So as you take stock of the hallways and stuff like that, you don't see anything out of the ordinary. No energy signatures at this point, everything like that. You can probably see with them that Pepper has made it to the stairwell and has reached. You can only descend one area though, so you're on the next floor down.
Take me forever to get down there.
So Pepper is clear. There's no one else on this level. Well, there's still the unconscious person in your room, but their vital signs are, you know, they're out cold.
And they're unarmed, so you're welcome.
Yes.
I just see a machine gun accidentally going off every time she's running down the stairs.
Hey Tony, I got you.
Yeah, so I'm going for the armor.
All right, so that going for the armor. So that was Hulk's thing. Hulk is still descending at this point. We'll go back to Rhodey. So we can probably go for a little bit free form right now because we got a little bit of time in between other actions. So Rhodey and Coulson, you guys are headed up the stairs, and then Coulson's like, "Oh, I just did the math and realized that elevators go a little bit faster per turn than we do." Because I looked that up, and yes, that's in the book too, is how fast elevators go.
Really? I missed that one.
Right? This rule book is amazing. Okay, so you guys get into the elevator, head up. Coulson kind of continues asking a few questions about the soldiers, not that you have a whole lot of information. But he's like, did you see any distinguishing marks or symbols on their gear?
That was probably the most notable thing, that there was no distinguishing marks. Or gear. They did. They just sort of came out of nowhere, though.
Came out of nowhere? How?
They were just there, and then I was chasing one of them down the stairs, and he vanished into thin air.
Vanished into thin air. That's very disturbing. I suppose we're in potentially a lot of danger as long as we stay here, not simply because of the Hulk, but because of whatever these people represent.
Agreed.
Indistinct spores disappearing in thin air.
I don't know why Coulson's so calm about everything
he always
that's happening.
Is, though.
Yeah, I want to know where Coulson buys his weed. Is pretty much what I'm wondering.
Coulson's voice is the most similar to Tim's naturally of like the NPCs we have so far, though, so it's my favorite.
Yeah.
Sure you do. It's like, oh yeah, this is it.
Yeah. I just gotta keep it like, you know, not totally monotone, but pretty much monotone.
Yeah. Controlled.
I'm good at that. Yeah, controlled. Because it's this awkward elevator ride, like you guys are like all amped up to get up and see the Hulk, but like now you're in the elevator listening to the girl of Ipanema. You know, it's this very awkward moment of him just kind of like looking down at this like weird pistol he's got as if it's going to do something. And, you know, just kind of like looking over at you occasionally and just being like, I wish this was that. Back to Pepper. You are in the stairwell, the south stairwell, and heading downstairs. There's a few stragglers that you can see in the stairwell as well, but there are several floors below now at this point. Anything specific you want to do?
Clarifying, you know? Question. When I ran into the stairwell, would we say that I decided to leave behind a risk-prone friend to his fate?
That's it. That seems oddly exact.
I think that's a very valid point.
Well, then I'm going to close out my 10 XP milestone.
Nice.
Wow, I didn't think it was going to work this well for you guys. Like,
well, now that I know going downstairs is going to take me 35 turns. This is not the best and the most interesting narrative choice. But I'm going to call Rhodey.
Every building we come across will have elevators in it from now on.
Pepper is searching for an elevator since she's like, okay, I think people are getting the gist of things. I know Tony's like, being Tony, like I'm pretty sure he's got that on lockdown. So I'm going to call Rhodey because I feel like Pepper is like, we need help and I don't know what's happening other than bad. So I call Rhodey.
Yeah, I'm just awkwardly standing there like hands like kind of crossed in front of me, like waiting, and then the phone just starts ringing. I just like Pepper.
Rhodey, where?
What's the situation?
Where are you? The Hulk is rampaging. Did you notice? I haven't. Tony's
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I shot at him.
Did you maybe consider that other people were nearby?
It was a gut reaction. I'm on my way back up with Agent Coulson.
Coulson's there with the strategic home. It doesn't matter. Is he? Can he help? Is he bringing?
He's got his stuff. I kind of just look at the weird gun that he has. He said that the containment unit's on the way.
All right, great. Well, I'm geared up too, so maybe I'll head back upstairs and help. Like, this is a good plan, right?
No, Pepper, no, get out of here. Find a way to leave. This is not a situation. What do you mean you're geared up? Did Tony make you a suit?
No, there was this unconscious person who I think tried to kill Tony, so I took their armor and their weapons.
Where was the unconscious person?
In Tony's room.
All right, and where's the Hulk?
I don't know. He was in the hall. He was in a room when I left. He'd kind of tried to charge and Tony blinded him and then he burst through a couple walls. And then I decided I should go help other people, but it's going to take me 3 hours to go down all these stairs.
Yeah. Coulson leans in, you know, cause you guys are, you know, you're excited right now. You're right. And you guys are probably like yelling back and forth at each other. He leans in and he, you know, as if he's listening to her side of it for a second. And then he turns to you and he says, she did what now?
Is Tony with the Hulk?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing right now. The Hulk had gotten blasted into another room. Tony only had his gauntlets on though. Like I mean, he would go after the Hulk with just that though. Who's to say?
All right, Pepper, we need you to get people as far away from here as possible. We don't want the Hulk causing any more damage and casualties.
Well, I was having the people get sent outside, but it seemed like the Hulk was on his way to getting sent outside too. So I'm not actually sure where safe is anymore.
As far away as possible, Pepper.
You sure? I've got this really cool gun. Are you sure I can't? I'm sure I can point. The Hulk's a pretty
Can we pause? Why is Pepper a loose cannon now?
Well, I've got this gun. I have this gun.
It's adrenaline.
Fire it.
Here's Pepper's mental state. Tony and Pepper had a plan. Tony blew it up. Tony and Pepper had another plan. Tony blew it up. Tony and Pepper had another plan. Tony announced to the entire world, Obadiah Stane's stepping down. This is fine, right? And, like, Pepper broke, because, like, it can't work. So this is going to be a very fun journey for her.
She's got a gun. It's no longer Chekhov's gun. It's Pepper's gun.
Cool. It's Pepper's gun.
It has to go up at some point. She's got it.
Yes, yes. But this is her mental state. She's not like cool, calm, collected Pepper from the movies at this point, because, like, how can she be after all of this?
Oh my God.
Okay. So Pepper.
Look, just Pepper, shield is incoming. We need you to get to safety. Tony do his cowboy thing.
All right. Well, if Coulson, when's the Coulson team going to get here? Team Coulson.
Well, the elevator's taking forever. So.
All right. Well, maybe I'll try to find a faster way in the elevator. It'll be a good time. So Pepper. And so Pepper's like, okay, bye. This has been a great conversation. I'll see you in a bit.
Tony, let's cut to you for a second, and then we'll get back to the Hulk coming up. So you head into the room. There's the unconscious person. Your armor is, like, splayed out, you know, so you can kind of step into it, and then it can form around you. Anything you want to describe or do?
No, at this point, I just want to get in the armor, because I don't know how aware I am of how slowly the Hulk is falling. Just floating down.
We'll kind of be in free time. I won't really go round by round with this until he's on his way back up. So you're armored up. What do you want to do now that you're armored up?
I go into my armor. I approximately know where the Hulk landed or was going to be landing. Do I get an action now?
Yeah. So at this point, you're headed out towards the hole you made with the missile and where the Hulk is. That's when you see him starting to come up. So he's just starting his ascent.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's when you're going to come out. You're going to see him. So we'll kind of start the initiative again at you, Tony. So we'll skip to that point, because that's when things are coming to a head. At this point, Coulson and Rhodey the elevator will probably just be reaching the top floor. And Pepper, did you continue going down? Is that right?
I'm gonna try and find I'm gonna go back upstairs.
Okay. Just gotta use the gun.
I'm not necessarily, I don't know that I'll charge in, but I'm just like, I don't know what's going on. I don't know who to help. The people are getting out of the hotel. That seems fine. So, Yeah.
Is this your performance background is what's aiding this decision making with Pepper with her talents?
I'm trying to think of what's more narratively interesting, to be honest, and like going downstairs is interesting.
Fair.
But initially it's like, yeah, sure, getting downstairs will be fine, but then Tim's like, and all the stragglers are on their way, so it's like, cool, this is great. They're doing a good job.
Yeah, I mean, there's just...
You organize fire and safety down in the lobby. It's Iron Man 2 all over again. Tell me what you know.
Okay, so you're headed back up. So at this point, we'll do kind of movie timing. This may not be the exact flow of how rounds would work and everything like that, but we'll do the movie timing where Coulson, Rhodey, doors opening up. Pepper, you're in the stairwell, so you have a view down the hallway, back down the hallway, so you have an idea of what's going on that floor again. And Tony, you reach the edge of the building, or the edge where the pole is blown in the wall, and you see the Hulk coming back up. You also identify that there's several black, armored SUVs that are like pulling up in the parking lot, and people spilling out of those coming towards the building. Spoiler, it's SHIELD people. So you don't just blow them up because you think they're terrorists or something.
Or assassins.
Jarvis, open fire and play Iron Man theme song.